position.
Well, I certainly thank God and that for all that he's done for me. He's done far greater for me than I can say I've honestly done for him. That thing's a little heavy, ain't it, there, Nathaniel? Go ahead and set her down right there. So I guess the first question is I want to make sure that we all can read and follow directions. I know Joey was pretty hard on some folks. And first and foremost, I want to thank you for coming out. I guess when the call went out that I was preaching tonight, I know who loves me. I'm teasing, I promise you. But I want to make sure, does everybody in here have a rock? If you don't have a rock, raise your hand and Nathaniel Lander will pack his bucket back all the way back there to you and let you get your own rock. So has everybody got a rock? Brett, you got a rock? All right. Amen. So I'm going to tell on myself. I did not purchase these rocks. I did not even see these rocks. But I found these rocks at a time when I felt like I was at the rock bottom. For those that don't know, I just got a new position over there at work, and it's not as easy as what people let on for it to be. When you start dealing with people and contractors, and I know a lot of these TDOT individuals can attest to this, when you start dealing with the public, with contractors, with things that they don't see, that it's got to go the exact way that it's supposed to go for it to function properly, boy, it can start weighing heavy on you. And so I got a new office, and I'll just be honest with you, I still ain't moved into that office. I'm still in the same one. But as I went into that other office, my new office, and I began to look for some things, it was just a perfect time because I found that exact bucket of rocks. And I said, now who in the world is going to have an entire bucket of rocks sitting underneath the desk? And as I began to say that to my own self, I began to get reminded of a few things. Then the Lord began to work on me on a few things. So if you can and you bear with me for just a minute, I want you to take that rock, whichever rock you chose. I know there was some of them that were unhappy that they didn't get the prettiest rock that they wanted. They were, some of them even picked up a few lumps of coal because they said that's all that they were worth. But you chose the rock that you picked up. Am I correct in that statement? Well, you ain't got to stand tonight because I'm just wanting to give you this exactly the way the Lord gave this to me. And so the scripture, we're going to flip back and forth, and I've got four different scriptures to give you. The first one is going to be over in 1 Samuel, a very familiar scripture. The very familiar scripture starts out for me in verse number 40, and then we'll go back up and read two more. It says, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a script. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And so the question that I've got for you is, what rocks are you got prepared in that for battle? You know, we go through this thing, and as you read in that those two verses and that prior to that, I believe it was Saul there tried to give David his own armor. Tried to give him that his helmet, tried to give him his shield and his sword. And David there, he said one thing. He said right here in verse number 39, it says, and David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. He knew that he was unworthy in that to wear and that armor that great army has. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Tonight I'm the least among these, my brethren. brethren. And so in that, as I looked at these stones, I was often in that reminded. And as I began to study, obviously the first thing when you hear about a stone is Doug asked me, he said, Jesse, and I want you to know, you have hit just about every single point at some point in this thing. He said, Jesse, where's our slingshot? Why? Because it's not about the slingshot. It's about the stones that you are prepared to go to fight with. It's about the stones that you're prepared. So what is in your satchel that you're throwing around? Are you prepared? Are you prepared in that to go to battle through prayer? Are you prepared in that when you need a large stone to fill a big gap? Are you prepared to pack that stone around and set it exactly where it needs to be? Are you prepared in that to go study the Word of God to get strength? Why? Because as you look at a stone, everybody holds your stone high in the air. I believe I'll be safe, and that's to say they ain't no two looks the same. You're going to need something a little bit different than what old Jesse's going to need at this current time. You can put them down now. But as you hold that stone in your hand, I want you to begin and have to think about what are you stacking in your arsenal? What are you preparing and that to go to battle with? Have you prayed in that like you ought to? Have you studied like you ought to? Have you talked to the Father like you ought to? When He says, go, if you went and visited like you ought to. So what are you preparing to go to battle with? Brother Kim, it's hard to go to battle in your line of work if you've got a BB gun, ain't it? Hey, man. It's hard to go to battle, Brother Rick, if you ain't got a hammer, ain't it? It's hard to have to drive a truck, Jordan, if it ain't got no wheels on it. So everything that we do, what is in your own arsenal? What are you doing? Sometimes the stones are a little bit different. Sometimes you need a big stone to get over something. Sometimes you need a small one to fill in that a little bitty gap. If you do some of the practices that we do, and I'm sure Josh and Donnie can talk a whole lot more about rocks than what I can. There's different classes in that of rocks. There's a T-Dot Class A, which is ginormous. There's a T-Dot Class B, which is a little bit smaller. And a T-Dot Class C, that is just about readily available just about everywhere. Did I say that right, or did I say it completely backwards? So see, I told you, I don't know exactly what but when it comes to that. But whenever it's backwards, so a C is smaller, right? Bigger. So T-Dot Class C, I'm getting an education here too, is bigger. The readily available stuff is the stuff that everybody wants. So let me get you thinking about rocks here. If it's readily available, guess what? Are you setting yourself apart? Or are you just being like one of the others? There's a lot of folks that come and sit in the house of God. Not just this one. There's a lot of folks that come sit in the house of God that's lost as in last year's Easter egg. But guess what? Whenever it's hard. I'll be honest. The biggest we go was Class B. Our projects don't go that big because not many people want to haul that size of rock. But those big rock can fill an even bigger hole. And sometimes you got to have those little rocks to fill in those little gaps. So the things that we think about and that we see are maybe so simple, so small that, oh, ain't nobody going to care. Maybe you decided, devil may have fought you today, and you said, I ain't going to go to church tonight. Ain't nobody going to miss me. How many heard that today? You know? Amen, Josh. Thank you for that. There ain't nobody going to miss me. Well, guess what? The Lord misses you. And it don't matter if I remember you or if you remember me. And I'll just be honest with you. We've been here a little over a year and not too many people in this church can even spell my last name. I tried to tell Kelsey my last name one time and she said, you just confused me. But what are you prepared to go to battle with? What is in your arsenal to go fight with? And so David and a lot of people says, well, why in the world did he choose five? Why in the world did he choose five stones? Well, if you'll go over and you'll read in 2 Samuel, you'll find out he had a few brothers too. Old David was prepared to take on the every bit of them. He wasn't just going to take just one and be done with it. He was prepared for every single one of them. So let me just tell you something. You can get prepared tonight to go to battle. And it's been preached. You can get your joy out of it if you was here Sunday night. I heard in that there was a message about, are you willing to fight? Thank you, Joey. and I'll just be honest with you. They is every bit that you need right here. There's every bit of the arsenal that you'll need. And you may say, well, that's a daunting task, Jesse, because that's a big book. It is, but it's broken down. It's broken down in the Old Testament and a New Testament, and then it's broken down even further in the books, and then it's broken down even further into chapters, and then it goes further than that and goes on into verses. Only thing you got to do is you got to be willing to go down to the brook and pick up that stone and put it in your pocket. If you ain't willing to go read it, guess what? Honey, I'm just going to be honest with you. I can't tell you what Joanna cooked last week. I'm just being honest. I couldn't tell you what Joanna cooked last week. I can tell you what I had for breakfast because I had the same thing every day for breakfast last week. But you know, a lot of times people will say, why in the world go to church? Why in the world you won't listen to somebody up there preaching? Well, guess what? I might not remember every meal Joanna has ever prepared me in the almost 7 years that we've been married. But you know one thing? I didn't get the size that I am by missing too many meals. And I know that it sustained me until I got to the next one. And so that's why it's important to come to church for myself. I don't know about you, but it's important. But guess what? If I just got fed three times a week, guess what? I'd be starving to death. If you ain't willing to pick up the fork and feed your own self, honey, I'm just going to be honest with you. You're going to dry up and you're going to starve to death. You may say, well, Jesse, how do I get fed? You get in here. You get in there and you start reading. Start studying. And then, if you want to flip over here to me, I'm going to go to Miss Lisa's question that she had told me, and Brother Joe asked me the same thing. We're going to run over to John, chapter number 8. I told you whenever you started talking to me about it that they just about hit on every single one of the points that I had. And so in John chapter number 8, you'll find it says, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? Now, those of you that have been in church or around church, you know and that the rest of the story. Jesus stooped down on the ground like he didn't hear them. And then he rose up and they said, well, what are you going to say? Because they kept on and kept on. And he said, he who's without sin, let him cast the first stone. And went back and started stooping down on the ground. And boy, this in here hit me like a ton of bricks. And so, old Jess, I got me a handful of stones, so I'm going to pull out a different one. And if you want a different one, I'll say there's plenty enough in the bucket. But I'm so quick to start throwing these things. Not thinking, not realizing what somebody might be going through. So instead of helping them, I just try to start throwing them. And you know, and I just be honest with you, I'm ashamed of it, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. I have. And I'm sure, you know, most of y'all probably have not. But whenever you start talking about somebody, Whenever you start, hey, I heard this, what about's going on right there? And you get on that old cell phone, or you start scrolling through the old Facebook, and you start commenting on this or calling that one, just trying to figure out what in the world's going on with so-and-so. Honey, let me just tell you, you throwing stones. You're searching for stones to start throwing. And then we got to be careful. Why? Because I'll just be honest with you, Jess don't live in no glass house. Why? Because Jess knows that exactly what stones feel like whenever you start getting them thrown at you. And so, how quick are you? Start throwing stones. Instead of stooping down on the ground and bowing your head and saying, Lord, help them. Lord, help them. I don't know what their need is. Don't know where they're at, but Lord, you do. So many times we start acting like we're just like God, and I ain't right-handed, so don't think that I might not drop this thing. But so many times in that, we try to think that we know more than what he does, don't we? Let me rephrase that. I tend to think that I know more than what he does. I tend to think, well, Lord, I need this. Lord, them girls need that. Lord, this and that and this and that. Well, let me just tell you, the Lord has humbled me greatly. Why? Because Joanna has decided that she's found a house that she absolutely wants, and that's fine with me. I told her it was too big, but that's what she wants. And as long as Mama's happy, Jess will be happy too. But my kids, I can help provide my kids a great education. I can buy them their first car maybe eventually. They can live in a nice house that's too big for us four. But if they miss out on Jesus, I have failed them. And that stone, Brother Adam, I don't want to carry around with me. And so then I'm going to go to point number three. You're halfway done. It's over in Luke chapter number 19. We'll start reading there at about verse number 37. It says, and when he was come nigh, even now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory to the highest. Verse number 39 reads this. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And so, my question for you is, are you going to allow the rocks to cry out on your behalf? Are you going to allow them? Are you going to set idle and then allow the rocks to cry out and worship the Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ who gave his life for you and me? You know, I love a good testimony service. Why? Because it's good to hear it. It feeds me. Why? Because it lets me know in that there's other people in the same boat I'm in. And we ought not be ashamed. The Bible tells us if we're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of us before the Father. So as you're sitting there holding your rock, how much bigger are you than the rock that you hold probably in the palm of your hand? Are you going to allow that little old rock to cry out a whole lot louder than what you do? Has God not been good enough to you for you to praise him, worship him, sing about him, talk about Him, and telling at the world what He's done for you? Or are you going to let a little old rock outdo you? That's a choice. But are you going to allow the rocks to stand and cry out on your behalf? Or are you going to stand up and say, Lord, and begin to tell folks what the Lord has done for you? And I'm going to finish up right here over in Hebrews chapter number 12. Verse number 1 reads this. It says, wherefore, seeing we are so compassed about, with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, you may say, well, Jesse, how in the world does that fit in with the rock that I hold in my hand? Well, you may not have got a very big rock. You may have chose your rock based upon its look. You may have chose your rock because, it's a rock. I simply don't care about it. You may have just reached in and grabbed one. But you chose that rock. And if you have done exactly what I've asked you to do, by now your hand is probably starting to sweat. You have rolled that thing around in your hand. If you have, you may have held on to it as tight as you could, and you probably got an impression in your hand. And so this is the question that I've got, and I'm going to end with this. What are the things that you're holding on to that's holding you back and weighting you down from getting where you know you ought to be? He says, cast all your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. He's got a bucket that He'll take every one of them back. But you've got to be willing to hand it off. You've got to be willing to let it go. You've got to be willing to lay it down. A lot of times I'll say for myself, Brother Kim, I'm like an old car. And I mean, I'll use this for a reference here. I'm one that Joanna will tell you I'm cheaper than dirt. I will save a penny if I think I can save it. But I want you to think in that for just a moment. If you had a car, and most of us in here can drive, if not, you rode here in a vehicle of some sort. I don't know if anybody in here is a mechanic or not, but if you had a car and you took it to a mechanic, and that mechanic said, it's a wonder you made it. This thing is running on its last leg. It's liable to blow up, and you in it. It could be 5 miles, it could be 10 miles. But you're going to have to leave it here with me. If you're like me, you're going to jump right back in that vehicle and you say, it got me here, it'll get me back home. That's the way. I'm not going to include everybody in here. That's the way I've done the Lord, and that several times. I've took it to the foot of the cross, and instead of letting Him have it, I just pick it right back up and I pack it right back with me. I don't allow Him and have to sit there and fix it. Why? Because I feel like, hey, I know what I can put in my satchel. I know what I can carry. I know the stones that I need to carry around in my satchel and that for me to be able to fight with. I know in that somebody at some point is going to throw a stone at me, and by George, I want to make sure I got arsenal to throw them back. I've been there. I've been to the point in that to where I've needed to lay things down and I just pick them up and I carry them around with me. But let me ask you something. Are you tired of carrying it around? Are you tired of walking around and that with a bucket full of rocks that's weighing you down and separating you from where the Lord can use you? You don't have to carry it. You don't have to carry it no more. Have you carried it long enough? And so as somebody comes and gets a song, it's up to you. You can keep that rock. Or if you're ready to lay her down, you can put her back right back in the bucket. And he'll carry them for you. You don't have to carry it any longer. You don't have to go to bed wondering anymore. You can go to bed tonight and have the most peaceful sleep that you've had in a long time, as long as you're willing to lay it down. And whenever you will lay it down, you'll feel a sigh of relief. You may say, well, Jesse, it's not too bad. I've got strength over it. Will you take something as light as a tissue box? And if you don't believe me, there's a tissue box just about under every pew. Take that tissue box and hold it straight out beside you. And continue to hold it there. Now, Brother Rick, I ain't a small little feller. And I guarantee you Jordan Potter's a pretty good sized feller too, because I've moved a few things with him. But you can take the strongest man in the world and have him hold this small little tissue box right like this, and he'll hold it for a little while. He'll continue to hold it, and then all of a sudden you'll start seeing a little bit of this. He'll start shaking a little bit, and then it starts just a small little tissue box. He'll start losing it. He'll say, hey, I'm trying. He'll start leaning, trying to hold it up there. He'll start leaning to, with everything that he's got in him to just try not to keep that tissue box from falling on the floor until he has to give up. You don't have to beg. You don't have to fight that hard. You've got one that's sitting here ready, willing for you to lay all the stones down that you got. All the stones that you carry around in your pocket. He's ready for you to just take them and toss them out. Get rid of them. Hey, not to even be thought of again when somebody from your past comes up and says, hey, you used to be this. You used to do that. You used to lay drunk around or this or that. You can say, yep, that person no longer is alive. That person died out. And guess what? It was raised by a man named Jesus. You don't have to live in the pain and the agony. You don't have to talk with everything around. You can be free as a bird tonight. Go ahead and sing.